Today we're talking about teens and social media with Deacon Ickelving and Sam Gates. What do you think about teen suicide rates?
I think it's a bad thing because the teens are wasting their lives over somebody who is more popular, has more likes and like followers, whatever, like the, I guess, how many like people like that. Just whatever, like social media platform they're on, like having the most likes and stuff.
What do you think about teens taking breaks from social media?
I think the teens taking a break is a good thing because they're like collecting themselves back together. So they're not constantly saying like, this person's better than me and they have more money, they're just better at stuff.
What are the effects on teens?
The effects are like depression people could get happy, but I feel like there's more depression than, or just people being sad and stuff, than being happy, just because like so many people are posting stuff that makes them look cool and other people see that and they want to be like them.
Why do some people say that teens are getting lonelier now because of social media, even though it's social media?
Even though they could be talking with their friend, like texting or calling them or like, what's it called?
Snapchatting and stuff?
No, but like...
Taking pictures?
No,
recording?
What's it called? FaceTime.
Oh, yeah.
People FaceTiming. And it could be, even though they are doing that, they're not meeting up in the real world. They're just talking over a phone with your best buddy or something.
So why do teens pull some really risky stunts for no reason?
Because they want to get the likes and the followers, so like they're more popular, and so they can more like, they can also be like bragging about how they did the stunt and how many like likes and followers and whatever they got on it.
So what do you think about social media, whether it's good or bad?
I think it's kind of leaning towards the bad. There is some good, but there's just so much bad things because like of people cyberbullying, and then like if people like do like mess up on like in school and stuff, like people on social media will like, they'll post that and be like, oh, look at this kid, he messed up. But I mean, there is the good things where like if your friend, like you and your friend need help with something, somebody else could help you, or you just need to like talk with somebody about something.
The end. Hi, welcome back to the Social Media and Teens podcast. Today, we have a guest.
Deacon McElvane.
And your host, Samuel Gates. What do you think about teens and their suicide rates going up because of social media?
I think the reason why the teens' suicide rates are going up is because of somebody who might, they might see somebody who has more followers, more likes, and more like views on maybe a photo, video, or just like a collage of photos.
What do you think about teens taking breaks from social media?
I think it's a good thing that the teens are taking a break from social media because they can recollect themselves back together and like not be so uptight with thinking about somebody's better than them and they're not good enough.
What are social media's effects on teens?
I think the effects on teens are people getting depressed, but they also are getting happy because like they could meet like somebody who could be a new friend who's nice and will help them. But then there's like the people who are mean and they just make other people feel bad.
Why are they getting lonelier?
the reason why teens are getting lonelier is because they're, even though they're on social media, they're not in real life, so people kind of don't say everything on social media. Instead, they'll rather say it in real life. So, like, somebody you've known for a long time, like, when you try to meet them in real life, they've completely changed and they don't remember you.
Why do teens pull risky stunts?
I think the reason why teens pull risky stunts is because so they can get the likes, the followers, and the views of the risky stunt. So they can, like, brag to their friends about the risky stunt they pulled off and the risky stunt and how many likes and followers it got.
All in all, do you think social media is good or bad, and why?
All in all, I think social media is bad just because there's more people who, like, they're just more negative about when they think about themselves against somebody. So it's like people, even though it could be a good post, though, like, so many people think since this person has this, makes them feel bad and thinks, like, makes them check over how they, like, their life is going right now and just think negative on themselves.
Thank you for coming to this podcast. Bye-bye, Deacon.
See ya, Sam.
Bye. Today you'll be listening to our podcast on the topic of social media and its positive and negative effects on teens. Your host today will be Sam and
Deacon.
We are excited that you have joined us and hope that our discussion today brings a new light to a new topic. What do you think about suicide rates in teens, Deacon?
I think the suicide rates in teens is because, like, the teens are making themselves, they're putting themselves against somebody who has more likes and stuff, likes, followers, and views. So they're making them feel like they're making them feel down, even though somebody who has more likes and followers, even though it could have been, like, something positive, they still, like, the teens can take it negatively because they don't have the much likes and followers as them.
What do you think about teens taking breaks?
I think teens and taking breaks is a good thing, because with them taking the breaks, they can recollect themselves, so that way they're not all caught up with saying, like, this person's better than me. Like, they can take that out of their system, relax, so they can, like, they don't judge themselves no more.
What are the effects on teens?
Some of the effects on teens is, I've heard, is, like, depression, because the people are making themselves sad, so, like, they're not being happy at all. They're just making themselves feel down from somebody or from themselves, looking at themselves from somebody who might have more likes and followers. But there is the part, but also people can get happy because they can meet a new friend or, like, somebody who can, like, care and help them out on social media.
Why are they getting lonelier even though they're using social media, which literally has social in the title?
I think the reason why they are getting lonelier when they're using social media is because even though it is a social network, they're not in real life. They're not talking face to face. They're talking through basically their phones or texting. So people don't really want to share stuff over, like, a text or a call. So, like, they want to meet up in real person, like, real life, to tell somebody about maybe what happened, of, like, something in their family or, like, something around their house happened that maybe changed their friend's life. So, like, if you're the teen and, like, your friend changes and stuff, but, like, your friend doesn't want to be friends anymore, like, that's the reason why I think they're getting lonelier, is just because they're not in the real world talking.
Why do teens pull risky stunts even though they know it could hurt them?
The reason why I think teens are pulling risky stunts is because they're trying to get the likes, the views, and the followers. So they can be, like, they can also now be like, oh, look at this, I've just pulled this risky stunt, now I have 100,000 likes, has 2 million views, and now I have, like, 500,000 followers.
All in all, is social media good or bad for teens?
All in all, I think social media is bad for teens. Even though you can get, like, happy from it and it's not all negative, but there's more negative that they're in social media because people will make fun of some people. Like, if you do something in school and then after school somebody will, like, say it on, like, Snapchat, Instagram, or people bullying, like, cyberbullying you just off it, like, trying to make you feel bad, or somebody's, like, making themselves feel bad because of they're looking at somebody else's account on the social media platform that's making and have they're really popular and the person's not.
Thank you for listening to our podcast on social media and teens with Sam and
Deacon.
The end.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Have a good day. Bye.